Game 4 of the NLDS between the Nationals and the Cubs. Will he or won't he? Steven Strasburg does start Game 4 despite being under the weather. His opposition, former Cy Young winner Jake Arrieta. The wind blowing in at Wrigley Field all afternoon into the early evening, and that wind would assist Strasburg as he faces Addison Russell, bottom two.
In the air to deep left. Worth goes back. He's got room. On a normal day with the wind blowing out that way, they're chasing that ball down Waveland Avenue.
Turner at third. So digs back in for a 1-2. Swinging a chopper over the mound. The shortstop, Russell, boots the ball. The Nationals take the lead.
After reported IV treatments and antibiotics, he felt more like himself, and here he is. And he strikes out Bryant for out number two.
The 1-2 pitch. Russell strikes out, swinging a ball in the dirt.
Swinging a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. Strikeout number 10. Swinging a miss. Changeup in the dirt. He struck him out. He's got a dozen. 7 shutout innings for Steven Strasburg.
The Nationals lead game 4, 1-0. Double switch by Joe Maddon. Wade Davis's closer comes into the game. The kick and the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Right center field. Happ going back. Way back at the wall. He leaps and it's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Goodbye! Grand slam home run for Michael Taylor on a day when no one could hit it out. And it's now the Nationals 5 and the Cubs nothing.
And a stunned silence falls over Wrigley Field.
The Nats force a winner-take-all Game 5 on Thursday. After a 5-0 win, Steven Strasburg becomes the first NL pitcher with 2 double-digit strikeout games in the same postseason series since Bob Gibson in 1968. Dusty Baker snaps a personal 5-game losing streak in postseason elimination games dating back to 2003. Entering Wednesday night's Game 4, Dusty Baker had lost 5 consecutive postseason elimination games dating back to 2003, but that streak is finally over as the Nationals posted a 5-0 win to force a winner-take-all Game 5 in Washington on Thursday night. The Nationals skipper spoke to the media after the game.
I could see the focus and determination in his eyes, you know what I mean, when he came in the office and we talked to him, and, you know, he's a man of few words, but the words he said, you know, gave us every indication that he was ready.
Next question here on the right. In front.
Dusty, how was he feeling out there? Did he communicate with you?
Well, no, we didn't ask him. You know, and sometimes it's better not to ask. And just look at his performance and look how he was dealing. And he had everything working tonight. He had a great changeup. His fastball is always good. It's a good slider. And like I said, he looked very, very determined. And the only time I asked him anything was at the end of the 7th, because he had 105 pitches. And I knew he was running out of gas because he's been sick. But fortunately for us, it was a cool night, for him. And all he said is, I said, hey, man, I'm going to come get you. And he just said, well, that's why we traded for those guys, Matson and Doolittle. That's what they're in Kinzer. And we didn't have to use Kinzer tonight. But, you know, Matson was in a torrential downpour. And it looked like he couldn't feel the ball. And we were wondering if all the balls in Laz's pocket were wet. You know, because his pocket got wet, but that was a great game. Michael Lay came through, with a big, I didn't think any right-hand hitter could hit that ball out of ballpark, like he did, tonight.
On the right, Dan.
Dusty, with the conditions that you were just referencing, the wind coming in, the rain, when you see the ball go off Michael's bat, you think what?
Well, I really didn't know, because when that ball went off of, fortunately for us, the elements are on our side, because Russell's ball would have been way up in the stands and maybe even on the avenue. And that ball was blown back in, because that ball was hit a ton. And that was the best ball hit tonight. So, the elements are on our side tonight. And I played many games here, managed many games here, and everybody talks about, how the ball flies here, but I think the time that I was here, I think the stadium takes away more horns than it gives. And tonight, it gave us one.
Next question for Dusty. Here on the right.
Who's starting for you tomorrow?
We're not sure yet, you know. So we're trying to, we're going to make up our mind, you know, see the condition of everybody. And like I said, I'm not sure. I'm not trying to be coy at all, because that was the theme of the day, you know, with Strauss. So whoever it is, I hope they pick like Strauss did today.
Next question.
Yes.
Tanner or Gio?
I would venture to say, yeah, Tanner or Gio, or both.
With seven brilliant scoreless innings and 12 strikeouts, Steven Strasburg became the first NL pitcher since Bob Gibson in the 1968 World Series to post multiple double-digit strikeout games in the same postseason series. Strasburg shared his thoughts after the Nationals took down the Cubs in Game 4, 5-0.
It was a challenge. You know, it seemed like once we got here, you know, I got hit pretty hard with this virus, and you know, it just seemed to suck the life out of me every single day. And you know, they got me on antibiotics and just wasn't really working or anything. And luckily they switched it yesterday in just hopes that it would kind of kick in. And you know, I woke up this morning and, you know, I wouldn't say I felt like great, but you know, I felt like I was better than what I was the day before. And so, you know, games like this, you know, you have to go out there and give it everything you have, whatever it is. And so I called Mad Dog in the morning and said, just give me the ball. So that's what he did.
Second row, Dan.
Steven, once you took the mound to begin the game, did anything feel different than a normal start, either in terms of the physical element or in terms of the atmosphere or any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably was a blessing in disguise. You know, I think it, my energy wasn't really like through the roof, so I think it was easier for me to manage it. So you know, I just focused on just one pitch at a time and going as long as I could.
Okay. Steven, far left here.
Hey, Steven, over here. Kind of to follow that up with everything said, are you kind of surprised it worked out as well for you?
Yeah, I'm surprised I was able to, you know, hang in there. But, you know, again, I think it's just those situations where, you know, try and break the game down, keep it simple, and just know that going in, whatever I have in the tank, I'm giving it everything I have. And, you know, I really just stuck to one pitch at a time, and before I knew it was, you know, seven innings down.
Mark, second row. On the right over this team.
During the game, did you, or in between innings, did you have to do anything treatment-wise, anything to keep yourself going, or was it kind of business as usual at that point?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was just trying to stay warm. You know, that was just kind of the things that I was really struggling with was, you know, temperature changes and stuff like that. And, you know, luckily they had the heaters going, but, you know, I was hanging out in the cage a lot of the game.
Here on the left, right here.
Steven, Your changeup was working really well tonight, and you used it more often than you typically do. Was that a matter of you were really feeling it and decided to use it more than usual?
I mean, if it's working, you want to lean on it. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I know that it's a pitch that's a weapon, and as long as I can get into certain situations to use it to certain guys, I know it can be effective. There was just a lot of those situations tonight.
Okay. In the back, James.
Steven, when they announced that Tanner would start yesterday, were you okay with that? Were you hoping that you could still kind of, like, you know, say otherwise, like this morning? Like, what was that process all along from yesterday then to when you called Mike today?
Yeah. You know, I think first and foremost, you know, I have full faith in Tanner, and I have full faith in the 24 other guys next to me. But I know that, you know, if I just gave it a night and just to see how I'd feel, that if there was any chance, you know, I was going to go out there. And so woke up and I was like, all right, let's do it. So gave him a call and went for it.
Okay, front row, Mark.
Steven, you talked before the playoffs about how excited you were to get back out there in the postseason facing elimination. What is it like to sit there and watch the end of that game and know that you put up that kind of performance in an elimination game?
I mean, it's, you know, I think you can put a lot into, you know, elimination games, or you can choose not to. You know, you try and do your very best to keep it, you know, keep the approach the same. You know, I like to think that any game that I pitch is the most important game. And, you know, that's just how I tried to go into the game four. And, you know, now we get a chance for a game five.
Okay, back right, Bill.
Steven, how many of your teammates, if any, did you hear from over the last 24 hours saying, you know, calls, texts, hey, we need you, big guy?
Well, I mean, after sitting in the rain out, you know, we had to switch hotels and sit in traffic getting to the hotels last night. So I think we all just kind of got in, and, you know, I went to sleep pretty quickly, just gave it everything, you know, gave the best chance to, you know, answer the bell the next day. So I was able to get in a lot of sleep.
Okay, we're going to stay there in the back right.
Steven, given all the drama of the past 24 hours, did you feel you had something to prove in this game, in this start tonight?
Not to you guys, no. You know, you guys create the drama, but, you know, I know, like I said earlier, you know, I have faith in every other guy in this clubhouse, and I know the coaching staff feels the same. So we're in it together, and when one guy goes down, you know, you got to trust that the other guy's going to pick up the slack.
Okay, here on the left, Mark.
Steven, as you were sitting in that bus going to the hotel, what percentage chance last night did you give yourself of being able to start this game today, just based on how you felt?
It wasn't much, to be honest. But like I said, you know, the antibiotics that, you know, I was given didn't really kick in, and that was kind of the frustrating thing. And luckily, just the new antibiotics that they gave me just seemed to, you know, just give me just enough to feel like that I could strap it on.
Okay, we'll take one more here on the right. Dan.
Steven, you mentioned your teammates. You know what Michael A. Taylor has been through, the ups and downs for him over the course of his career. What do you feel for him, given what he accomplished today?
Yeah, I mean, Mikey's such a great person, and you know, he's a great teammate, and he does all the little things. He works really hard, and you know, we got drafted the same year, but he got drafted as a shortstop, so I met him pretty early on in our career, and to see him become an outfield, become a center fielder, develop and make it to the big leagues, and you know, deal with you know, the ups and downs, like you said, and get to this position and you know, hit a grand slam like that. It's pretty cool.
Michael A. Taylor became the first player in Nationals or Expos franchise history to belt a postseason grand slam. It came at a most opportune time in Game 4, an eighth-inning blast off Wade Davis to give the Nationals a 5-0 lead on their way to a victory by that same score. Taylor spoke to the media after the game.
I don't remember the last time after they brought in Davis, I tried to just start the bat, be at bat over, just go up there like, you know, I'm starting against Davis, go through my routine, things like that. Watch a little video before I went out there, so felt good once I stepped back in.
Dan, second row.
Michael, what do you remember about the moments leading up to the swing that generated the grand slam and the moments after the swing?
Leading up to it, I felt pretty good on the ball I fouled off. The at-bat before, I kind of got caught thinking with the pitcher, guessing a little bit. So, you know, I tried to stick with my approach right there and just get another pitch out over. And then afterwards, I was kind of numb, just running around the bases. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to get out the way the wind was blowing in.
You said that you had watched some video on Davis. Was it a specific pitch or location that you were looking for? And, you know, obviously getting the ball in the air was probably not the most likely thing today, hitting a grand slam. Was that what you were trying to do, or what was your thought process going through that?
It wasn't so much a pitch or a location. For me, it's just getting a pitch in the strike zone. A lot of times I can be a little too aggressive, so just trying to slow myself down, obviously watching video, getting an idea of all the pitches he has, and kind of see what they're doing. And then once I got in there, just trying to find the baseball and you know, get a pitch in the zone.
Entering Wednesday's Game 4, Trey Turner was 0-4 the series, but Washington star shortstop finally got back on track, collecting one hit and walking twice and scoring one of Washington's five runs in their 5-0 victory over Chicago to force a winner-take-all Game 5 in Washington on Thursday. Turner shared his thoughts after the game.
I mean, maybe relief is the wrong word, but how did you feel getting that hit and getting kind of on the board in this series, running the bases and scoring?
You know, I felt good because, you know, I'm at the top of the lineup to get on base, you know, kind of start things, and I haven't done a good job of that this series, and to have one fall felt good and try to get the ball rolling. You know, I think more people on base, the better it is for us, so I would like to get over there a little bit more.
How do you specifically feel confidence-wise heading back to D.C. for a decisive Game 5?
Yeah, for me, I think the momentum's huge, you know. I think, you know, last year the Dodgers kind of did it to us, and hoping that kind of feels the same way this year as we got that momentum going back home and kind of keep it rolling. I think, you know, from a standpoint of individuals, we've got a lot of experience and a lot of talent, and I think that helps kind of take some pressure off, and, you know, hopefully we can go out there tomorrow and kind of play the same way we did today.
Ryan Zimmerman went hitless in Game 4, but it was his ground ball that was booted by Addison Russell to get the Nationals on the board in what proved to be the only run they would need as they cruised to a 5-0 win against the Cubs in Game 4 to set up a winner-take-all Game 5 showdown in Washington on Thursday. Zimmerman shared his thoughts after the victory.
Since the All-Star break, I mean, nobody's really been like him, so to have him come out and do that in a spot like that was obviously, I mean, huge as an understatement for us.
Ryan, when you're on defense and you're not that far away from Steven, can you kind of tell early what he's got going on?
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's had it going on a lot lately, but, you know, he's mixing all four of his pitches. That changeup's obviously pretty tough, and mixing in 95, 97 mile per hour fastballs that he's spotting where he wants. And there's not much he can do. I mean, when someone's throwing stuff like that, it's not a fun at bat.
Did you or anybody on your team that you know of either text or talk to Steven in the last 24 hours to say we need to pick him?
I didn't. I don't know if anyone else did. You know, Steven wants to pitch. He's always wanted to pitch. It's never been a matter of whether he wants to pitch or not. It's just, you know, if he's able to pitch. So you have to ask him about that because I don't really know much.
What were the last 12 hours like for you personally? I mean, do you pay attention to the news that was going on or the stuff that was out there?
Sorry, not to worry about getting myself ready to play a playoff baseball game. That's what playoff baseball is supposed to be like. It's supposed to be tight games. It's supposed to be big hits. Pitchers, starting pitchers throwing the ball well. In my experiences, it's never been easy to score runs, and they've always been tough games. So this series is kind of what I've always experienced with playoff baseball.
And you've
experienced, do you know how you score runs here? What did it feel like to get four once there with Kyler?
I mean, obviously that's the best hit you can have. So it felt pretty good, especially since it's been such a struggle for both teams really to score runs all series. Anytime you can put a crooked number up in an inning, it's almost an accomplishment, it seems like.